Hi, this is Alan Weiss, broadcasting once again from Howling Dogs International. With the way I see it, today, to start a new year, a running start. Here are my tips for getting a running start on the new year. Don't make this new year just like any other one. Make it a special one. For example, stop procrastinating. Procrastination is based on fear. It's based on the fear of trying something or doing something, of being rejected or not being as good as you thought or not being as good as someone else thought, and so forth and so on. Stop procrastinating, get over your fear, and try it. The worst you can do is fail, and most people get right back up after they fail. The ego is the easiest part of the body to recover from any kind of damage and bruise. Believe me, if you allow it to be that way. So stop procrastinating and get moving on those things you haven't gotten moving on. Number two, find a reliable accountability partner. Find someone who will hold your feet to the fire. That will help with the procrastination as well. It might be a professional colleague, might be a family member, might be a loved one. It can't be a dog. Dogs can't talk. So find someone who will be your accountability partner, whether or not you reciprocate. It's nice if you can. But find someone who will keep you honest. Number three, obtain 4 referrals in January. You're listening to this in early January 2011. I want you to find one per week. Ask people for referrals. One a week. One every 5 days. That is not too much to ask. If you're not doing that, you're, guess what? Procrastinating. Next, tithe to yourself. Put 10% of what you make away. You sell a $10,000 speech, put $1,000 away. You sell a $50 book, put $5 away. $150,000 consulting contract, put $15,000 away. Before you know it, you'll have a nice little set aside that you can use for further savings, for emergencies, for vacations, for impulses, or whatever pleases you. But first, pay yourself. 10% is appropriate. Put it aside starting in January. Create the habit for the year. Put it away in an account you can't touch, preferably one without checks. Invest in a profound developmental experience. What are you going to do this year that will make a big difference? You can't do everything by yourself. You need others to help you. What kind of developmental experience will you engage in that will make a huge difference in who you are, how you do things, and how you help others? What will it be? Reduce your labor intensity in all new business. Sometimes it's tough in existing business where you've educated the buyer improperly. But for all new business, set the buyer straight about how you will act and how much you will do and when you'll be around. Work to reduce your labor intensity in all new business by streamlining your own work, transferring work to the client that you would normally do, and or hiring subcontractors to do work you would normally do but really needn't be done by you. Next, if you're a speaker, increase your speaking fees. I don't care where they are, increase them. Increases are based on value, not time, not supply and demand or other stupid things, and certainly not hours. And so you must be more valuable than you were last year. If you're not, you're not making those investments in the development experiences, right? So raise your speaking fees. We have 5,000, make it 7,500. If you're 12, make it 15. I was at a meeting once and I was listening to people and I realized that I was undercharging myself for my own fees. And when somebody asked me what my speaking fees were, I said, well, my minimum fee, my basic fee for an hour in the United States is $25,000. And my wife leaned over and said in that stage whisper that husbands and wives use, your speaking fee isn't $25,000. I said, it is now. Raise your fees. Improve your wardrobe. Upgrade your look. Get some help if you need it. We all do. I'm terrible with certain combinations. But get yourself some really outstanding clothes and accessories. Maybe change your hair, change makeup if you're a woman, change the way that you appear, but upgrade your look, be happy with yourself, go into the new year a little bit different. Maintain a strong physical fitness and weight control program. You usually need help with that. Keep yourself physically fit. It will help you be emotionally fit, help you be psychologically fit. And you're going to need that because this new year is going to be full of promise and potential. The recovery's here, and it's getting stronger every day. And finally, enjoy your family and your loved ones. Have fun. Make sure that you schedule around family events and vacations and important and significant dates and so forth. Have fun. Plan to have fun. Nothing wrong with planning to have fun in addition to spontaneous fun. And if you do the things I was mentioning earlier, you should have a whole lot of fun. I'm Alan Weiss. That's the way I see it. T. Take some risks while you're at it. William Penn said, no thorns, no crown. Don't be afraid to try things.